Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Is that his answer?
Oh, yeah. That
works.
Oh, yeah.
People make mistakes.
People make mistakes at certain times, at certain quizzes. It's fine.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Simon Easterby is confirmed as the interim Ireland head coach. An Ulster stalwart formerly fends off French interest to sign a new contract at Kingspan Stadium. And Tadhg Byrne is officially the Munster captain. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the IRFU confirmed the expected news that Simon Easterby will be promoted to the role of interim Ireland head coach in the absence of Andy Farrell. The former Ireland flanker will oversee Ireland's Six Nations campaign in 2025, as well as that summer's tour. Easterby fills the boots of Farrell, who's taking a break to work as Lions head coach for next summer's tour of Australia. It's not a role completely unfamiliar to Easterby, who'll lead an emerging Ireland squad to South Africa for the second time next month. IRFU Performance Director David Humphreys says Easterby's appointment as interim head coach ensures a smooth transition and continuity. He'll assume his new duties on December 1st, once this year's Autumn Internationals are out of the way. Scott Beamans revealed his 30-woman squad for the WXV1, which begins later this month in Vancouver. There's no Christy Haney, with the Leinster prop missing out through injury. With that in mind, Beamans included uncapped props Sophie Barrett and Andrea Stock. Barely a month after her first appearance for Munster, uncapped teenager Katrina Finn also gets the call. She's comfortable at both centre and at half. The other uncapped player heading for Vancouver is Mullingar native centre Katie Heffernan. The four players who made their debuts in Saturday's one-off test win over Australia will also be on the plane. Vicky Elms-Kinlan, Ruth Campbell, Siobhan McCarthy and Erin King all made sufficient impact for inclusion. Ireland will face New Zealand on the 29th of this month, then Canada on October 5th. They'll conclude that WXV1 campaign against the United States on the 11th of October. Stuart McCloskey has put pen to paper on a new two-year deal at Ulster. The Ireland centre had attracted interest from a number of French top couture sides. McCloskey's new deal keeps him at Kingspan Stadium until at least 2027. Having missed the end of last season and Ireland's tour of South Africa due to toe surgery, Ian Henderson is set to return to Ulster action against Glasgow on Saturday. But head coach Richie Murphy is starting the season with a lengthy injury list. He's without John Cooney and Rob Balakoon due to hamstring injuries. James Hume has a knee issue, Jake Flannery is out with a finger injury, Tom Stewart with his ankle and Rob Herring with a calf problem. Added to that, Zach Ward, Aaron Sexton and Ruben Crothers came out of last week's friendly with Exeter with various injuries. That trio will be assessed this week. Tadhg Byrne was confirmed as the full-time Munster captain today. The 32-year-old took on the mantle for the majority of last season after Peter O'Mahony stepped down from the role. Head coach Graham Rowntree believes Byrne is the right man to lead Munster this season. They opened the URC campaign against Connacht at Thomond Park on Saturday, and Connacht have a near full deck from which to choose for that game with Munster. Long-term absentee JJ Hanrahan is their only injury absentee as he continues to rehab from a long-term knee injury. Mac Hansen will play his first competitive game since January if selected. As expected, Razzy Erasmus has made 10 changes to his Springbok side for Saturday's Rugby Championship meeting with Argentina. Only Jesse Creel, Andrew Pollard, Oxen Che, Ruan Norcia and Jasper Visa keep their places from the round 4 victory over the All Blacks. Erasmus has gone with a 6-2 split on the bench for that game in Santiago del Estero. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.